News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A man wanted for several crimes eluded police in Wausau this afternoon. Police attempted to stop a vehicle for a traffic violation near 5th Street and Adams Street, and when the vehicle stopped, the driver got out and fled the scene. The passenger identified that driver as 24-year-old Peter K. Yang. Yang has several warrants for his arrest. Police Detective Captain Greg Hagenbusher said Yang had absconded over a month ago from his obligations with the Department of Corrections Division of Community Corrections. Officers also found a firearm inside the vehicle that had been stolen from Lincoln County. Officers did not say if the firearm was one of the many guns stolen from Stanton's General Store last October near Tomahawk. Yang is 5'3", has brown eyes, black hair, last seen wearing a polo shirt and shorts. If you know of Yang's whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact police and do not attempt to approach him. He may still have a weapon. An arrest made in Marshfield. Two teens arrested and charged in a failed attempted robbery of a store. Police Chief Gary Jepson said their department arrested a 13-year-old Marshfield boy and 17-year-old Cordell Ellingson from Arpen yesterday.
The 17-year-old, because of his age, was taken into custody as an adult, was shipped down to Wood County Jail, but he has since that time period been released on bond. The 13-year-old has been referred to Human Services for charges.
The masked 13-year-old was armed with a pocket knife. You may remember this story because it made national news. The 96-year-old store owner, Margie Wolf from Wolf's Grocery, told the 13-year-old he could have Tootsie Rolls but wasn't getting any of the money. A proposed casino that's been in the works for years in southwest Wisconsin is being talked about again. Shoalsburg Mayor Tom Lithlein says a clear majority in his community support the project. They're expressing that to the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs tonight in a meeting at Shoalsburg High School. The state's education agency earlier today announced the 25 private school systems that can take part in the newly expanded voucher program. 48 systems originally expressed an interest in admitting low-income students with state-funded vouchers this fall. Because more than 500 applied, only the 25 systems with the largest numbers of student applications can be considered. Over 2,400 students applied in all. Almost 2,100 are from the 25 chosen districts. From those, the department will hold a lottery next week to choose 500 students that can make the move. 500 is the maximum allowed in the majority of the state where the voucher program is offered for the first time. The northwest quarter of Wisconsin remains abnormally dry. That's what the U.S. Drought Monitor reports today. The heavy rains in June had finally brought an end to the state's worst drought in decades, which began in mid-2012. However, drought conditions returned last week, and many parts of the Badger State have had very little rain since early July. 23% of the state's land area is abnormally dry, the same as last week. There's no mention of rain in the statewide forecast until at least next Monday. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for the overnight hours. Mostly clear, not quite as cool as last night, low down to 52. Light west-northwest wind. Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, a chance of a shower in the north. Expect a high of 79. Winds will be southwest at around 5 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear and tranquil, down to 54 degrees with a light south breeze. Saturday, sun mixing with a few clouds, high near 81. Wind will be south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.